Yes, there she is. Christina, thank you so much for holding, dear.
No, no problem.
It's radio. So we've got to take our breaks and whatnot. And I really appreciate you staying on because I've been trying to have you do this because I know, you know, we've talked about so many things during our visits and you've brought up so many interesting discoveries and sort of realizations about some things.
Definitely.
And can you share some of those? I mean, what are some of the most surprising things, you know, or transformations, you know, that you've experienced?
Well, gosh, for me, I think one of the most surprising things is just how quickly, for me, my health has turned around. You know, to have suffered for as long as I have, to be able to make changes and to have seen results in such a quick manner has been not only surprising, but astounding for me personally. But also just the fact that what I'm putting in my mouth is making me sick, or was, I should say, making me sick.
Right.
And that I can fix this.
Right.
That I don't have to live this way. That
you can take control.
I can. And just to have that empowerment, I can't express how amazing that feels to know that I can control this and I can make myself better. Thank goodness I found you and that you can help me in this process.
Well, but you did, in all fairness, you still, you know, you persisted. I mean, like you said, you tried a number of things.
I did.
And each time, you know, maybe, you know, you did see some improvements on some level and, you know, you're grateful for that. But
yeah.
But you just weren't, you know, you didn't find the key. You didn't find the, you know, that you know, part of the puzzle, that, you know, that missing piece is what I often refer to it as.
Yeah, not at all. And even though I would see some, maybe some positive changes, they weren't great. They weren't amazing. And they also plateaued. I would start to for a bit of time.
Right. That ugly word, plateau.
Yeah.
Things are staying the same. And that point alone is a big discovery, right? If you're plateaued, and you're still not feeling well, it means that there's something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you haven't found it yet.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I always got to, where I would start to feel a little bit better and then I'd plateau. And then it would get to the point where the plateau would start sinking and then you'd start feeling worse again.
Right.
And you just can't live that way.
And well, we would prefer not to.
Found it.
Yeah, right. And you're still pretty young.
Yeah, I'm 41.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I like to think I'm still young.
Well, and that's the other thing too. And the other thing that I want to say to the general, you know, listening audience is that, yes, you've seen a lot of improvements right away, but there's a couple of things that you did right off the bat. And that is, you were totally willing, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you didn't buck the changes. You just went and you did it.
I really went for it.
And yeah. and we had to make a lot of adjustments habitually.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I mean, it wasn't just a, you know, wake up one morning and go, oh, well, I think I'm just going to try this and this today and not necessarily change that. I mean, I completely 100% fully changed.
Right.
Everything you told me to.
And along the way, bing, bang, boom.
Mm-hmm.
You got the results. And that's what it takes. That's why, you know, many of us who have done many different types of things and who have, you know, gotten some benefit, but not the benefits we'd hoped.
Right.
It's really about finding some way to be able to identify the missing piece,
mm-hmm.
which is what the nutrition response testing allows us to do, and then making it happen. You know, right. putting it in place. You had to change your habits.
Oh, definitely.
Your eating habits.
Yes.
The habits about using, you know, skincare, hair care, soaps and detergents.
Yes.
All of these types of things that people don't realize how important
right.
they are and how they impact, right?
Definitely.
Wasn't that surprising?
It was. And it's one of those things that I just don't know if people are educated about. I mean, you don't realize that those things are impacting your life. You don't realize they're impacting your health.
Yeah, like the toothpaste you use, or the underarm deodorant you use, or or the laundry detergent you use. How many people? I mean, soy was a big problem for you.
Exactly.
As, by the way, it is for most people. Most women take heed, right?
Yeah.
What's the word out there? Soy is you know, the God's gift to women.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I was always told, you know, that. Well, I mean, I was put on soy when I was told I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, God.
So, you know, and then we wonder why I didn't feel well.
It was exactly the opposite thing to do because you didn't know.
I didn't.
Right.
Yeah, I had no idea that that was, you know, not a positive thing for my body.
So what's the most challenging part of the program for you?
The most challenging?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just breaking your own habits.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we, you know, we're taught. I mean, I know I was taught by my mom how to cook. I know that, you know, I grew up learning that these are the ways, you know. But also just you're taught by the media and you're taught by, you know, we don't know that processed foods are
poison.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're
poison.
Yeah, they are. They're poison in the sense that they are totally bereft of any nutritional value.
Exactly. And you don't realize that. And so it's just breaking those own habits of recognizing that the things that you're putting into your mouth, you know, it's more convenient to go open a box of something, but you're killing yourself.
As we did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm laughing because I'm, you know, I mean, you're me, I'm you. I mean, you know, and that's kind of, you know, why it's personal to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, you read the book and now, as I say, you've spent some time with me and you know that this is, I mean, what a realization. It's like a, you know, it's like a dope slap in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Feel like a frying pan over your head.
Yeah. I mean, and when you went out there and you started to look, remember we had this discussion?
Oh, yeah.
What did you see?
Well, it was just amazing. I mean, when you actually, you know, go and start looking at the foods that you're, you know, that you have always purchased and you recognize that there is all of these added sugars, there's, you know, there's even worse, there's the artificial sweeteners or, you know, just the ingredients in which are in these products. And you, I mean, I walked away just shaking my head going, I can't believe this. I can't believe that these are the things that are in the products that I used to purchase.
And eat.
and
get yourself sick and keep yourself sick.
And feed my family.
Oh, you know? This is brutal.
That's the part as a mom that I, you know, even now still struggle with kind of going, oh my gosh, I really can't believe that, you know, regretfully, I wasn't more educated and I didn't know and I fed my son these things.
Well, but too, in all fairness, I mean, you know, the question is, would you have done something about it? I mean, it took you 2 years to sort of make this change.
And I would encourage anybody that's listening to just not wait 2 years. Don't do it. Don't be me. You know, you can change this now. You can change it today, you know, and it's easy.
It's just doing it. It's just like, it's being willing.
It is.
You know, we keep saying being willing. And the other thing that I wanted to highlight is that immune issues, autoimmune issues, is not what people think. People are told that autoimmune issues like celiac or like lupus or any of these others, Graves or whatever, they're told by the establishment that it is because the body is attacking itself.
Right.
Unknowingly. You know, it's just like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go out and beat myself up.
Exactly.
No. The key here is that the body will attack unhealthy tissues, not healthy tissues. So the body is attacking your intestine for a reason.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And those are the reasons that we discovered.
Right.
The foods, the immune challenges, you know, that are ongoing.
Exactly.
That people don't realize, like that you had.
Yeah.
There are reasons.
Right. There are reasons why I was sick.
Yeah.
There's also things I can do to fix it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I know that your efforts, I mean, you've said it a million times. I know they're proving worthwhile, right?
Oh, God. A millionfold. Without a doubt.
And of course, you also mentioned that you feel a lot more empowered. And this can't be understated, really.
No.
I mean, because what happens is you know, you try so many things and you do so many things and you fail at them, or at least you don't get what you're looking for, and it's right. The persistence factor. So that's the reason why I do and say what I say, because I don't, for me, hope is the most important part of this. And if you ruin hope, I mean, if you're not willing to make a change such as, you know, a simple change such as eliminating sugar, you know, don't bother.
Right.
And you discovered that.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you need to hold on to your, you know, your, you know, processed cereals or, you know, that are just filled with sugars or any of the other types of stuff, then number one, you're willing to hold on to your ill health.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's basically what, you know, what you experienced yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very much so.